I'm going to give you a quick lesson and a helpful tool when you're reading the Bible. And that's always read more than one translation. And the reason for that is in today's translation that we heard, in the scripture passage that we heard from the New Revised Standard Version, there's a word that changes the meaning of this whole passage. And it changes the meaning because the word doesn't exist in the original Greek. The word is though. I don't know if anyone remembers hearing, oh yes, I remember when he said, or when she said though in the scripture reading. The word is though, but the difference it makes is subtle, but it's incredibly important. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Though he was in the form of God, emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. That though actually makes some pretty broad statements about God. And what it does is it creates a gospel about Christ entering into suffering in spite of being God. Even though he was in the same form of God, he still did this. He decided to empty himself anyways, despite all that. But when we get rid of that word, when we get rid of that though, it becomes, let the same mind be in you that was in Christ, who being in the form of God, emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. And here, the nature of God is revealed. Speaking about this translation, Rolf Jacobson said, God wasn't just slumming it for a while. It's the very form of God to empty God's self and take on the form of a servant. This wasn't a momentary lapse, a momentary act of God. This defines God. See, the issue is, when we talk about God, we still always look to the glorified. We still always look to the perfect, the pristine. We look to deep-minded enlightenment. We look to high morality. But the nature of God is described in the New Testament, in Scripture. The nature of God is to follow the path of descent. To quote Psalm 23, the nature of God is to enter the valley of the shadow of death. That's who God is. Rolf Jacobson goes on, God's form is to show up in the most ugly thing imaginable. As Christians, we see that as the cross, not a symbol of glory, but one of depravity, of corruption, of violence, and of oppression. Now, this isn't to say that God makes things horrible in order to be manifest, but rather to say simply that it's in these shadowy places where God has chosen to dwell. This is a fundamental aspect of Christianity. The God worshipped by the Christian church is not high and mighty, but low and crucified. Now, despite this image being front and center of the Christian narrative, I don't really know how seriously we take it. I think most of us, when reflecting on God, certainly myself, when reflecting on God or the sacred or divinity, see it as somehow connected with all those things that the cross is not. We see God in beauty, in perfection, in righteousness, in morality, in peace. We're not good at taking it seriously. And we're not good at taking it seriously as we relate to the world around us. There's a huge difference between being charitable to the outcast to saying, that's where God is. That is God. There's a huge difference there. But we're also not good at taking that seriously in regards to ourselves. So many of us seek to encounter God in what we define as sacred. We never hear the lesson that our definition of sacred and God's are very different things. And so, to quote Philippians again, we seek to exploit equality with God. We see ourselves in our own, well, however we define God, that's sort of how we see ourselves reflected in God. And I'll use myself as an example. Here's how I do it. So I seek to know, and this is subconscious through life, genetics, all sorts of stuff. I seek to know the divine in peace. That's inherently who I am. Where I find God is in peace and quiet and silence and relaxation, and nothing is ever wrong and everything is fine. And that's God for me. God with a small g. And yet for me to truly encounter the God of dissent, I need to explore my shadow side. I need to encounter and know conflict and know how to mix it up and know that, you know what? God is maybe best found for me when things aren't fine. And I'm not great at that because I'm so trained. I've so trained myself in a false peace that I define as a complete lack of conflict. So perhaps this means I need to tell more people off. So look out. Paul and Martin Luther, they're perfect examples of this. For them, they sought God in moral rectitude. Both of them, the God they proclaimed was righteous, absolute, and proper. Their own lives and the lives they mandated of others followed suit. And yet for both of them, they didn't truly encounter the divine until they descended into their own and the world's inability to be perfect. It was through imperfection, not perfection, that Paul and Martin Luther became arguably the greatest ambassadors of grace. Not through the high, not through perfection, but through imperfection that they encountered God. For others, it might be strength. We worship strength and authority, never seeing that God is best encountered in weakness and brokenness. Others deify success, and yet it is failure that has the most to offer us about God. So these are just a few examples of the path of descent that all of us are called to take in order to know holiness. And this is where on Christian Family Sunday, the Christian community comes in. It's a community of people who are called to invite one another into the shadows and not into the light. We're called to be a source of loving support as those around us make a journey of descent, and to receive that love as we make our own. And so as we celebrate Christian Family Sunday, let's reflect on what it means to be a family from God's perspective, because all families struggle with this. No family is perfect, but in an ideal sense. And at its heart is unqualified love. And it's so much easier to go to those shadowy parts of ourselves if we can trust that we are loved unconditionally as we do so. And so this is the role of the church, to follow God into the depths and helping one another find something holy there. And so I want you just to remember that. That all those people that you were surrounded by, that were there, all the people in the room, that we're called not to be a source of light to one another, but rather to join one another in the path of God, which is the path of descent. That we might learn to truly see God, that we might learn to truly see the divine in all those places in our lives. So thanks be to God. Amen.